Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second, the first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is hit by the pitch. Elliott moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from Skeffing and he is out, Pafko applying the tag. Russell moves to second. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford bunts in front of the plate. Skeffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisti moves to second. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground that hits Sisti. Sisti is out and Holmes is safe at first. There goes Sisti trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing strikes out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bickford, and towards Stanky, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Elliott moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Braves. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott scores. Heath moves to third. One out. It's 2 to nothing, Braves. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 3 to nothing, Braves. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisti bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. Two outs. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0 for 0 in the game. Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 1 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Stanky reaches second base with a double. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanky moves to third. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott is walked intentionally. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pavko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bickford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cisti takes first base on ball 4. Massey moves to second. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bickford bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Massey moves to third. Cisti moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Massey scores. Cisti scores. Stanky moves to second. It's 5-0, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a pop-up towards short. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stanky picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Stanky. Culler moves to second. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-2 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Rush now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler misplays the ball. That's an error on Culler. Elliott moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to third. Heath moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Heath scores. Russell moves to third. It's 7-0, Braves. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Massey moves to second. It's 8-0, Braves. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards second. Skins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Massey moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Waitkus moves to third. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. It's 8-1, Braves. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from Skeffing and he is out, Kohler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Skeffing hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Dick Kohler. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker pinch hits for Jess Dobernick. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Cross now playing shortstop. Emil Kush now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jeff Coat. Heath reaches second base with a double. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Massey bunts towards the mound. Kush fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Russell moves to second. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sisti is walked intentionally. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bickford strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Russell scores. Sisti moves to third. It's 10-1, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisti scores. Stanky moves to second. It's 11-1, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Kush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-3 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.